Philip, is there a handheld mic? Handheld? Okay. Handheld would probably be better. Okay. Hey, so we're going to do, let the team come up here and share some of their experiences and give some testimonies. And as we go through this, like I say, it was an awesome week. There's so much that was happening. And then I'll wrap it up at the end. And so first we want to show you a slideshow. And then we're going to have Sasha come right on up here and share with her since she has to get over to the kids. So let's go ahead and hit that slideshow if we got it. With volume. Is there volume? There is volume. There we go.
Gonna back up way here. John, am I okay? Okay. Ah! There's a lot of equipment up here. All right, everybody. Germany was just an incredible trip, and most people are recovering from jet lag. Some of us missed it. I don't know why, but this time God had mercy on me, so I'm very excited about that. First time ever. But anyway, it was just an incredible trip, and we loved it. But I had been praying for a few months to have boldness for the gospel, that God would just change my heart to be much more bold about that. And when we arrived at the castle there to do a retreat for young leaders, Mark had made a poor life decision of eating food truck Wiener Schnitzel. And so he was a train wreck. But we made it there, and he was crawled up in this tower window, and he's just holding himself saying, "Find me a bathroom and find our room." We could not find his room. And all the names, instead of having normal room numbers, they didn't. And then they had just names of countries, and you just had to find your country. And London was missing. So we had four girls, teenagers, German teenagers that found us somehow wandering through this castle that was from the 1600s. And we're talking multiple floors, towers, nothing really connects. And some of the rooms you got into, you're like, kind of weirded you out. And so I found a lot in that castle. But anyway, so we're going around the castle, and these four girls are helping, and they were so sweet and energetic, and they're running up and down the stairs. And one girl was really helpful. At the end, she came up to me, and she's like, "I found the room!" And she couldn't even recover. She had ran so hard. On our last day, 2 days later, I was presenting, and I prayed at the beginning. It's like, "Lord," because there was a young girl that was listening to the worship, because we were singing in German and English. That was easy for Naomi. And but they were singing in worship, and this young girl just kept listening. And so I prayed that the gospel would go out to those that were at the castle, because it wasn't just our group, and that God would draw people to himself. Immediately as we finished our last session, the girl Nora that had helped us is just suddenly, I'm in the middle of talking to someone, and suddenly she's right there in front of my face. She hadn't talked to me in 2 days, and she just stood there. And I'm just like, "Hey, Nora." Oh, no, I didn't know her name, but it's like, "Hi." And she just, I'm like, "Okay." So I asked her why she was at the castle, and she said, "Well, I just did my confirmation with the Lutheran Church, or catechism." And so she had just done that. And so she's like, "This is our special retreat." And I was like, "Do you believe in God?" Which is very rare in Germany. And she's like, "No, I do believe in God." She's like, "Lots of my friends don't, but I do." And I was able to share that Jesus wanted to have a personal relationship with her, which most Germans do not know about, and that he hungered to have that personal relationship, that he loved her dearly. And I just shared with her the gospel right there of what God wanted in for her life, and she was so encouraged, and that I would pray for her. And God showed me to keep being praying for opportunities, because I never know when to, like, I'm being a friend with someone and then just step in with the gospel, because I'm afraid of scaring them off sometimes if I've built a friendship with them. And God was just like, "Well, let me make it simple for you. She will freeze right in front of you awkwardly, and you guys are going to have to do the math." And I just love that God met me where I was at. And so pray for Nora when you think about it.
Sweet.
We had so many different opportunities. Most of our trips are construction oriented. This one had a lot of opportunities as far as relationship. And so, Mackenzie, you ready? All right. Is this still on?
Yes, it is.
Hi, guys. It's so bright. Yeah, I have my thoughts. I'll get them. I'm going to keep it short, because along with great memories, we also shared a cold. So we're all trying to recover from that. I think for me, the biggest takeaway from Germany was encouragement. When we got there, we, like, so quickly were just welcomed by these people that don't know us at all. And they just welcomed us in. And within a few days, it felt like family. There were multiple times where we were sitting around sharing a meal together, and It was like you were sitting at home with family. Just everybody's chatting, everybody's eating, someone's asleep on the couch. Like, it was great, and that was incredible for me to see that could happen with people that you don't know. Like, we were complete strangers from totally different cultures, and we were like family, and it was amazing. And then for me, it was encouraging. I walked away really encouraged to see these people who have to fight so much harder for their faith and for their community, and being surrounded by people that share their faith, that they choose to. They fight for it, and they don't have to. That's not the norm. That's not the cool thing to do, but they choose it. And that was just really encouraging to me to see that, because it is so much easier here. Like, I'm surrounded by all these wonderful people who love Jesus, and so for them, they don't have that, but they choose it anyways, and it's incredible. And it was really cool to see that they were encouraged by us being there, that because I was kind of skeptical going into it of, like, what are we doing, why are we going? But then to see us going and saying, "Hey, we want to meet you, we want to serve with you," that it was encouraging to them to see, like, okay, these people we don't know, these Christians are willing to come and partner with us. And it was really cool and very encouraging. Yeah, that's my big takeaway.
That's really good. It's awesome. Naomi, you want to share?
Naomi has notes. I have notes, mostly because I
whoa, it is really bright. it's way brighter than normal, I'll tell you that. I got the cold, but not until after we got home, so I will sound and look more like I have a cold than the others. So Mac actually just stole my thunder. Because I was asked to share on how it's different, this trip was different than other mission trips that I've gone on in the past. And the main piece would be the relational side of it. Because in all the past mission trips I've gone on, there are incredible people and relationships we've been able to build. There's oftentimes this mentality or approach where we're seen as the guests that are coming in to serve for that week. And so people are kind and hospitable, but it's very much a you and them kind of situation rather than coming into this beautiful like us and we environment. And so like Mackenzie said, as we arrived, like Kelly, who's our ministry host there, Kelly and Janice, they just welcomed us in right away. They stepped right into telling us about culture and about what was going on in Germany and their ministry, to the point that like we were still discussing and had been traveling for 2 days, and they didn't even like we didn't pause for a bathroom break. We had to be like an hour in and be like, "All right, this is great. We need to go clean up," because they were so excited to share with us about who they were, so that we could become part of the they. And it was incredible because the entire week we partnered with them and we were serving alongside and with them. It wasn't ever us serving just them. And like, it's hard to articulate, but it was that we like literally joined in with whatever ministry was happening that day. We had the opportunity to partner in several different things, helping clean out the garden and things like that, but also doing outreaches and a pickleball outreach, and then going and helping out with like language school and going to the house churches and going to this retreat where we were able to help teach and lead worship in both Germany or in both German and English, which I don't speak German. And as I've been listening to the songs in German over the last couple of days, I know I butchered those lyrics, and I'm so glad they were so kind because it was bad, y'all. But it was so beautiful, and it was this beautiful, like it was this beautiful family situation. And so I just absolutely love that. And then they trusted us. They brought us in. They shared the retreat that we did with their congregation was on relationships. And so we were talking about a lot of themes along the lines of empathy and connection and building healthy relationships with people. And they chose to step right into those with us. On the very first night, me and Hannah were invited out with two other girls to go to McDonald's, just like you would here in the States at the end of the retreat. And they didn't have to. The agenda for the day was done, but they were like, "Hey, do you want to come with us?" And we were able to go with them. And we met this incredible girl. Her name's Kat. We love her. And Kat took us to McDonald's. We hung out the next day. She did all of the sporting events with me because she's similar like me. And we were like, we're not coordinated. But you know what? We won every game. So we're coordinated in Germany. And then we did. It was kind of incredible. And then it was amazing because we came back to Frankfurt for a couple days. And Kat loved and cared for us so authentically that she wanted to make sure she had another opportunity to connect with us before we left. And so our very last night, hours before we were boarding our flight, Kat came and she shared her culture and she gave us a tour of Frankfurt and just stayed with us and talked about the things that were important to her and her history, or the Germany's history, but also her story. And she's not a believer yet, but she's seeking the Lord and she's stepping into these environments and community. And it was incredible to just sit with her and talk with her about her faith. And so in the same way, if you think of Kat, pray for her. And then the other, like, we just love her. She's amazing. The other piece is also the diversity and culture there. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's 54 or over 54% of the population in Frankfurt is not German native. So they're from all over the world. And rather than it being these little pockets that you see where you're like, "Oh yeah, that's the ethnic food and these are the German people," or things like that, where like in the United States we just talk about how we're a melting pot and a mixing pot and that kind of thing, but there's a very clear distinction, if we're being honest with ourselves. That's not how it is in Germany. They celebrate all of the different cultures in such beautiful ways. In the churches, we would go to these house churches And they would literally read the scripture reading, have someone from each language like represented share and read the scripture in their own tongue. We would go into people's homes and they were authentically decorated and prepared, and the foods and whatever you stepped into was of the culture of that person's home that you were coming into, in this beautiful celebration. And I don't know how to articulate it well because it's just so different than anything I've ever experienced before, where it's not a token gesture of we recognize your culture, but it is, no, your culture is part of our culture. Like, everyone's culture was celebrated. Nothing was trying to be like, we will become this one culture, but that we will actually all move forward in unity and diversity, if that makes sense. And I think that was just beautiful and challenging for my own understanding of people and how we can connect and how we can value one another. And so that was one of the things that encouraged me most in it. So there are my random thoughts. They're not very connected, but there you go.
Sweet. Philip, you ready?
I would like to begin from the book of quotes from Mackenzie. It's not the one you're thinking of, I promise. And it really, really hit me quite differently because it was, you had said that this mission trip recontextualized what missions can be. And I really think that's the truth for a lot of us, where the IMB literally has, I can talk about them, right? Cool. The IMB literally has their headquarters in the midst of the red light district, where drugs are freely used, alcohol is consumed openly all hours of the day. And in the midst of that is where they have set their headquarters. And I think that speaks volumes to the ministry that Kelly and the rest of the team really try to make happen, because there's so much lostness that's there. And it doesn't make sense like we do it here, where it's like, come to our church and we're a whole thing. And not that that's bad, but Kelly specifically reaches out to people and says, where are you? How can I meet you? How can I partner with you? How can I become your friend? And build that trust and come, and then that becomes the invitation to bring people into the church, where there is this very real sense of urgency for not just finding people to bring them in, but seeking them out individually, specifically for the purpose of reaching them for the gospel. Because this is what attracted me to Montana. This is what we do, where we build connections with people, we build that authenticity, and to know that these are the same people that God has chosen to work overseas are the same hearts and minds of us here today. This is the nature of the gospel, where we are not a pocket of the kingdom, but we are the kingdom, connected, truly one body. And to see that acted out so incredibly with the host churches, the home churches, the missionaries and the church planters that we got to interact with, all of them have the exact same heart. During the Korean barbecue, Boro, one of the other church planters, got to share in that prayer as well. And to hear it from him in English, it's not his first language, to hear that laid out so perfectly was a real stark reminder to me of the kingdom value that we have as a unified church. And to see that not just while we were there, not just the book that Kelly wrote, but in every action that they have taken as a strategy to reach the hearts and minds of the people where they are in Frankfurt. This is their mission. This is our mission that we share too. And so to have those moments, to have that reality pressed upon me, to see people on the streets with needles in their arms, to see everybody out that way, the prostitutes on the streets, all these things were just there. And this is how, even here in Montana, we are. Granted, we don't use drugs and alcohol so openly, but certainly the nature that we have, the hikes, other things that we use to dull the pain of life are still around us. And the hearts of the brokenness are still there too. And so that the power that the gospel has to change lives is not small, but also how we are called as people not to hold on to the things that we believe into, but to believe onto the heart that Jesus Christ has given to us through his spirit. Just like Paul going through Athens became nothing so that he can be all things to all people. that the culture that he brought to the table wasn't a hindrance to the people that he was around, but that he could recognize the needs of the people, the needs of the spiritual forces that are around them, and speak life and truth into that. To say, look at this thing that you worship, and behold, let me tell you the truth. There is no greater power than the chosen family we have in Jesus Christ. And it really did change me. It changed the nature of what missions can be, because we didn't go there necessarily to do labor, although y'all saw the video. there was a lot that went down. I tell you, that shack that we tore down had, it was like a TARDIS. It was bigger on the inside, I swear. There was so much garbage. But to be able to serve them in that way was amazing. To be able to recognize that we are indeed one spirit in all things. There is no greater power than the unified church across the world. And I'm so excited that we had that opportunity to see that firsthand. We even got to work with another gentleman named Philip, who is a big old nerd. And he started what he called the Nerch, the Nerd Church, to reach people where they are. And how deeply that sings to my soul. Because not only are we a bunch of nerds, Mark made games, if y'all don't know that, and to be able to come into that kind of community and recognize that there are things that transcend culture, to be able to reach the hearts of the people wherever they are, and to recognize there are activities to be able to meet the people who need to hear the gospel the most. And that is truly the power that we got to experience firsthand overseas. And I'm so grateful for your prayers, for the actions and support that everybody here at home helped to offer, because there is no other way that we could have done it. My foot, like, was having problems, and we walked close to 12 miles a day. Praise God, it didn't, like, stop me, because it was truly a miracle. I don't know if y'all have heard the pleasure of how our flight home was a disaster, and God, in the midst of that, provided a miracle by a woman who broke the law on our behalf so that we could get home, and it was truly incredible in every way. There is no power on earth that could stop us, because our God was on our side this whole trip. And again, we're excited for what the future holds, because this opened a lot of doors for us. Our church family grew in Germany, and I'm really excited to see how the fruit of that grows.
Julian, you ready? I know you've been really chomping at the bit for this.
That might be a little bit tough to follow up, but I was very well spoken and well said, Philip. But one of the things I loved about this trip was just seeing how intentional people are and seeing how much they have to fight to love each other and how much their community matters to them. And one of the things that I really took away from the trip was when Mark was sharing his story about, you know, just life struggles and how things happen in life and how they affect you and how they really hurt you, but also finding love in the midst of that and finding how God can transform your life and use the things that Satan made for bad, but also use them for good. And so when you shared, I think it was Romans 12, verses 9 through 21 about love in practice, I think that kind of captured the whole trip. Just like learning how to love others well, and then also feeling that heart change in my heart, at least, for, you know, putting love into practice for other people and listening to what they have to say, learning about their lives, hearing about what they struggle with, learning about what they love to do with their free time, learning how they love to honor God, and just have a good time. And I think that was really impactful for me, because I'm not one that likes to open up a lot, and so having to share myself in some of those moments was really hard, but also at the same time, I really grew in those moments. And God was faithful to, you know, show me who I can be and how I can love others well. And then also listening to someone's testimony, I don't really feel comfortable sharing it all because it's very personal to him. But, you know, listening to his story and having it be relatively similar to mine was also super, super interesting. And, you know, having a heart for him and connecting with him and listening to what he had to say for like an hour, as he just shared what his life was and how hard it was to move to Germany and not speak the language and, you know, not have a family that he could rely on, and all sorts of things that I just really, you would never know about a person, just because they put a face on it so well, and then having them, you know, share that with you, and, you know, being able to love them in the moment and say that, like, you know, God's love is always there for you, and I can also always be there for you as well. So that was something that was super impactful for me too. Yeah.
That was well said. Good job. That was very well said. All you guys are doing awesome here. Kevin and Hannah, do you guys want to do it together? You want to do one after another? Tag team.
It's true. It's true. She's awesome. Okay. All right. You're right. All right. I've honestly been thinking for probably during towards the end of that trip and the past few days about how to fully encapsulate the experience. Because I was talking with like Naomi and Mackenzie earlier. I was like, there's a lot going on socially, culturally. So in some ways it was very socially overwhelming. So really trying to hone in on what God wanted me to take from that experience is something I'm still figuring out. But I guess sorry, John. Is that better? Okay. But I think the best summary of it is how Germany was very different than here, but also very similar. Different, you know, structurally, with all the subways, trying to figure out whether you're going to get on the U-Bahn or the S-Bahn or the bus, you know, and navigating in that way, culturally and ethnically, with it having people and representing, I think like 180 countries is what Johannes had told us. And so that's pretty striking, pretty incredible to have that kind of representation in one area in Frankfurt. And I think that was best experienced by Hannah and I when we went to a house church, and it actually had us, two Americans, it had a Spaniard, two Iranians, and then two Germans. And so it was kind of this beautiful picture of this diversity, yet coming together, unified over Christ, and coming together for his kingdom and growing together. And we had this message in German, and it was being translated from German to Persian, and then from German to English for us. And everybody was just so patient with that. You know, it probably took three times as long to go through it, but I think there is this togetherness in there. There is this sense of unity and togetherness and family, as those who talked before me have stated. And I think that was just a beautiful thing. And one of the Iranians, refugee's name was John, and he had been there 2 years, and he brought a friend, Mattel, who had been there 8 months. And so towards the end of our time there, I got to talk with John and kind of hear his story of how he came to Germany as a refugee, and him transitioning from Islam to Christianity, and talking about how Christ drawled him in and being able to experience that personal connection and relationship with him versus the things he experienced back in Iran and through Islam, and having an impersonal God that seems so distant and far, and being able to have a friend in Christ. And I think that's, thinking about that situation made me realize just how similar we all are. All these things that are different, and yet how we, the things we struggle with, the things that we desire, are still very similar. We have core felt needs that need to be addressed. And that was also experienced when we were at the retreat. And I got to spend some time in the small groups with the teenagers and youth. And they were talking about, you know, just fearfulness of things we all experience, you know, being fearful to share your faith, being fearful of being alone in what and how you feel and what you believe. And I was like, you know, being able to connect with them and say, you know, we feel those same things too, but, you know, even more so for them, you know, there is really, it's a situation where a lot of times, like, they're the only person in their class that is a follower and believer in Christ. So that just kind of that need to feel known, just like John had that need to feel known and loved. And so that message has just kind of each experience and situation during that trip, that kind of same message has kind of come back to the forefront of my mind. And I think that is my biggest takeaway. And it's interesting because we were told Germans, they're very forward. They don't like niceties. They don't use the word love often because it has weight. You know, sometimes for us as Americans, you know, we'll say, I love my mom, or I love this ham sandwich. You know, there is this respect and seeking for truth and authenticity in how they portray themselves and how they want to connect with other people. And yet there's also this barrier where, you know, if you're on the subway, you know, Kelly told us, you know, if you want to be like a German, you're supposed to just kind of sit there, don't engage with anybody, you know, don't look to the left or the right, just, you know, go about your business. And that's what you kind of see a lot of times with Germans. And Hannah and I experienced that too when we were doing this survey, and basically is to get an idea of German culture. And I tell you, we asked people 13 consecutive times to have a conversation with us, and we were unable to get one going. So a lot of times we'd approach somebody and they would just kind of be flabbergasted that we would want to engage like in a conversation with them, just because that was something that culturally was kind of a little bit more taboo than even you would see in the States. And so there's this barrier to connection, and yet there's such a yearning for it. You know, I feel like there was such a desire for connection and relationship through what we shared at the you know, the retreat, just focusing on connections, relationships, empathy. You could definitely see a distinct yearning for growth in that area, and a need that we all feel. And so I think that's my biggest takeaway, is that we all just desire connection, relationship, and so we are, like Philip said, we are one body of Christ, and our family goes beyond the borders of Missoula and extends across this earth, and we just gotta understand that and know that we're all together in this. Okay.
Here comes the thunder.
Hello, everyone. Am I in the right spot? Right there? Okay. I fully came prepared to share about the house church that Kevin and I got to experience, but I feel like Kevin touched on that quite well. It was a beautiful experience. Being in a house church of 8 people where 4 different languages are being spoken and 4 different cultures are being represented, believers and non-believers all coming around to read maybe 2 verses of scripture and then share our lives together was a very beautiful thing. The whole time I was just sitting back observing, and I just felt that song that I learned when I was a kid, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. And it was like we are truly all precious in his sight. So that was a very cool thing to experience. But I do want to feel like the Holy Spirit is telling me to talk about this story. Naomi talked about Kat, our friend Kat, in the last day of the retreat, the last night of the retreat. It's all a blur, jet lag. One of the nights of the retreat, Mark preached on vulnerability and taking our relationships to a deeper level. And when he was doing that, and when he was preaching, I was like, poop. Like, this is not my strong suit at all, being vulnerable with people that I know, and then we're about to break up into small groups and have to be vulnerable with a bunch of strangers who don't speak English as their first language, and I barely know them. And we get in this small group of, like, 6 of us, and then there's me, and there's Kat, and then the rest of us and the rest of everybody else is very much open, don't have a hard time getting into that deeper level. They're opening up, talking about things, just spitting out things, getting emotional. And then me and Kat are just staring at each other from across the circle, just like, help me. And at one point, they're like, man, you guys are being very quiet, and which is the worst thing that you can say to me. Because there's a lot going on up here. I just don't know how to get it out. And then immediately before I open my mouth, Kat goes, I'm just trying to process everything. She's like, I'm an internal processor, and I don't even know how I'm feeling yet. Conversation goes on, and we split into a separate group, and me and Kat end up talking for an hour and a half. And that whole time, God was growing me, because I don't like going down deeper, and neither does Kat, but we did it there together with tears. And it was during that time, it was like, man, like, God loves you so much. And, like, the healing that I've had in my heart from past experiences, you can have that too. So I really, really bonded with Kat, and then we spent the rest of the trip with her. She's an amazing human being. She just doesn't know the Lord yet. So if you guys could just continue to pray for Kat, she will be our sister in Christ soon. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thunder. That was it. Did I get everybody? I think I went through everybody. All right, sweet. This trip was, like, as you guys noticed, it was a little different. It was packed. It was like from sun up to all the way till night, and every night we got home, we just crashed, and it was go, go, go. A lot of different things. We worked with several different churches, went to different church plants, got to work. We did the pickleball thing. We did the English thing. We did the nurch thing. We did we tore down a shed that was full of stuff and removed two loads of dumpster size. I mean, dumpsters, like the big giant containers of garbage. Redid a shed there, put in a walkway, all for a garden area that they're going to turn into a prayer area for people to come and get away, and eventually put a tiny home on it for pastors to actually have a little retreats and get away. Which at first is one of those things for us. We kind of go, oh yeah, this garden is kind of nice and all that bit, but you know, we get, you know, yeah. But then when you're in the city nonstop like we were, it was like, oh, the garden, we understand. This is it's like someplace that has nature. This is awesome. And at the same time, like I say, there were some really awesome moments as far as the spiritual and personal connections with people. And then there's moments that were really challenging too. I think for some of us, the fact that, you know, one day we literally ate at a bakery for lunch, breakfast, and dinner, and you know, that's one thing. We went to a soccer game where there's literally thousands and thousands of people all packed in, and you're for an hour and a half with people. It's for me, that was one of the hardest. That was extremely difficult for me. Other people were like, this is awesome. And I'm like, oh, all right. So I just, yeah. Anyways, lots of cool things that happened. Everybody had their own little experiences. I praise the Lord that my experience was separate from everybody else. I got food poisoning. You shouldn't, regardless of what it is, you shouldn't eat at food trucks that are parked at hardware stores. So that kind of wrecked me for a day or two. But it went really well. And what was really cool, as a church, you guys should be excited about this. I think over and over and over, we are told by the missionaries, we are told by the church planners, we are told by so many different people that you guys have just been absolutely awesome. You've been one of the best teams to ever come and help. And so extremely proud of this group. And they really represented well. So that was extremely cool. And a little bit of pride on my side that, yeah, we got good people. And so I'm proud of you guys. But here's the kicker, I think, of all this. is that there's something about a mission trip that you go on and you put yourself in a situation where you're looking for where the Lord is moving and how you can be involved. You're going through experiences that are challenging and some that are maybe a little uncomfortable, but you're stepping into those things and you're all the time trusting in the Lord, and you have your team around you that has your back, but yet it's different. And that experience and doing that on purpose is something that in all honesty is really hard to even duplicate here in America. And so being able to go on something like this, what I find is that in time, there is things that God has built into character and new concepts and new thoughts about the kingdom, about the relationships, about how God moves, and the importance of us to serve, the importance of love, that begins to take root in our heart, and it begins to change us internally. And so right now, all the stuff that's going on and what these guys experience is super sweet and super awesome. But the fruit of this is actually going to come through the years of changed lives of every one of us, and even those that we were able to touch in Germany. And so once again, guys, I just thanks for supporting us. Thanks for praying for us. Thanks as a church our size being able to do these trips. It's really, really cool. And one thing we didn't mention is we got to take Noah Lee with us. And Noah was right there with us, part of the team. He actually filled in for me the first day at the retreat because I was sick as a dog. And he did a fantastic job. And Noah is part of our family. And he was a trooper. And he's excited about missions now and what their church is going on there. So this is being duplicated. And also be praying. We planted a little seed in Germany. We said, hey, you guys need to come to us now. And there's some church planters there in Germany going, that might not be a bad idea. Maybe we could do that. So I'm going to pray for us. And if you got questions, talk and keep asking us things through the time as we process and over the days. So, Father God, we just come before you. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives. We thank you, Father, that you have blessed us. And oh my gosh, you have blessed us tremendously to be able to do these kind of things. And so, Lord, I ask that you would not allow us to take these things and just be selfish, but Lord, that you would allow us to actually live in a way that that your Spirit would change our lives, that we would be effective in reaching and touching and loving others around us. I thank you for the way that you challenged us mentally about the nations. I thank you for the way that you challenged us spiritually about just being vulnerable and real with others. Father, I thank you that you've challenged our ideas about just nationality and the importance of the kingdom over everything else. So, Father, we lift up our brothers and sisters in Germany. We ask that you would strengthen the church there. Father, I agree with Johan. If you would hit revival in Frankfurt, we could touch the world because the world is there. And so, Lord, I ask that you would begin to move in that way. And we thank you that you've allowed us to be a small part. We give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen.